Good day, Mike Powers, KWIN News. Park Ridge Health System has announced it plans to bring a new 24-hour freestanding emergency department to Dade County. The healthcare system says it plans to apply for a certificate of need with the Georgia Department of Community Health to build a proposed $18 million Park Ridge Dade ER in the 12,000 block of Highway 11 just north of Highway 136 West in Trenton. The facility would include 11 treatment rooms, a trauma room, on-site laboratory services, advanced imaging, and emergency care for patients of all ages 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. County leaders welcomed the announcement, noting Dade County currently has no hospital or urgent care facility. County Executive Don Townsend says expanding access to health care has been one of his top priorities since taking office and called the announcement an exciting time for Dade County. If approved by state regulators, the new emergency department would significantly improve access to emergency medical care for Dade County residents and the surrounding communities. Motorists in Marion County this week should be prepared for several TDOT construction and maintenance projects. A couple of those on the interstate. The shoulder will be closed between mile markers 165.5 and 162.5 today and tomorrow until 5 p.m. as crews remove trees along the right-of-way. And there'll be a resurfacing project on the interstate between mile markers 152 and 156 near South Pittsburgh. That work taking place overnight through Thursday with single lane closures in both directions. THP will be there to assist with traffic control. Resurfacing work continues on State Route 27 in South Pittsburgh between State Route 56 and I-24. Motorists should expect single lane closures with flaggers directing traffic. TDOT reminds drivers to slow down, watch for workers, and allow extra travel time when passing through work zones. The Chattanooga Times Free Press is entering a new era under local ownership. Chattanooga businessman Craig Fuller and his father have purchased the 157-year-old newspaper, returning the publication to local ownership. Fuller is the founder and CEO of Freight Waves, and says his goal is to make the Times Free Press a stronger source for local journalism by focusing on stories that matter most to the Chattanooga region. He plans to give reporters more autonomy, expand local sports coverage, and place a greater emphasis on community news rather than national stories. As a part of the transition, the newspaper's newsroom will relocate to Market Street and about 30 positions will be eliminated. Print operations will also move outside Chattanooga, although a new printing location has not been selected. Fuller says the newspaper's long-term success will depend on support from local readers and advertisers as it begins its new chapter. In Walker County, the Board of Commissioners will meet Thursday evening with a full agenda that includes adopting the proposed fiscal year 27 budget while addressing a projected $2.7 million budget shortfall. That meeting is at 6:30 on Thursday evening at the Walker County Courthouse Annex in Lafayette. There will be a public hearing on the proposed 27 budget before considering adoption. The board will also hold a public hearing on extending Walker County's temporary data center moratorium from 90 days to 180 days and will consider creating a data center study group. Other items on the agenda include planning and zoning requests, purchasing new hydraulic rescue tools for emergency services, updates to Walker County's transit rates, park improvement grant funding, and new traffic signal equipment. The meeting is open to the public. Well, the Braves are coming off a banner weekend with the Washington Nationals. A four-game sweep wrapped up the series yesterday with a 4-2 victory, stretching their winning streak now to 5 games. Mike Yastrzemski and Matt Olson each hit home runs, while the Braves' bullpen sealed the win. The Braves are back at Truist Park on Tuesday night, opening a 3-game homestand against the Miami Marlins. We'll have all 3 games for you right here on Classic Hits KWIN. First pitch tomorrow night is at 7:15, Ford leadoff show at 6 o'clock. At your KWIN News Update, stay up to date anytime 24/7 at discoverdade.com and throughout the day here on the home of the Braves, the Bulldogs, and NASCAR, 101.3, 104.3, 106.1, and AM 1420 Classic Hits KWIN. I'm Mike Powers.